Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. You never know what you're gonna get. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. Hosted by your friends Mike and Chance. No static. No static. CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca. CFRC.ca/no_static. You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Great songs lined up for you guys.
It was hard to organize the where we were gonna play songs, because I feel like sometimes I'll put songs in the middle if I don't have much to say about them, but this time I was like, I have so much to say about all of these songs. But
yeah,
so me too. It's gonna be a lot of yapping.
Me too.
Today.
And the first song that we're gonna play is actually it's a little bit out of the box, you know? It's it's out there, but I love it. So this last Thursday, I went to my first ever screening of a Rocky Horror Picture Show at the screening room.
Whoa.
And oh my God, it was a life-changing experience. I love the movie so much. That was my first ever time watching the movie. So it was crazy to go to a live screening, mm-hmm. because it's very interactive. They're throwing stuff, dancing, screaming at the movie. And so it was amazing. But anyways, so this this first song, it's called Science Fiction Double Feature, and it's by Richard O'Brien, the guy that wrote the musical, mm-hmm. and it's very good. It kind of reminds me of Velvet Underground a little bit. It has a Lou Reed vibe to it, and yeah, it's very spooky. So
let's get into it.
I hope you guys enjoy.
Day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space, and this is how the message ran. Science fiction. Right. took to the hills, and I really got hot when I saw Jeanette Scott fight a triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews said prunes, gave him the runes, and passing them used lots of skills. But when worlds collide, said George Powell to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Like
was I Am a Witch by Lady Hawk, a band from Vancouver.
Wow.
The Big Island.
You got some Canadian representation here on Halloween.
Who says Canadians can't be spooky, you know?
Yeah. There you go. And before that, you heard MX Sinister by I Don't Know How, But They Found Me.
And I know you have a lot to say about I Don't Know How.
Yeah, I had a big I Don't Know How, But They Found Me phase in circa 2018. And 14-year-old me was very into
I don't know what's crazy? We were scrolling through TikTok the other day, and we found the TikTok of, I think it's like the lead singer's daughter being like,
oh yeah,
me when everyone finds my dad so attractive. It's like, it's just crazy.
That must be,
like, she's probably like 15 now. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like around that age. I don't know. It's just crazy to see like artists that actually have kids that are like conscious beings. I don't know.
No, yeah. I mean, it must be crazy for the kids.
Yeah.
That's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, because people have like crazy parasocial relationships.
Oh yeah.
With these singers, so it would be so weird to like have that. Like,
yeah.
People talk about your parents like that. I don't know.
For sure, it would be uncomfortable.
Yeah. But anyways.
Anyways.
What do we have next, Janae?
Well, next is a song very near and dear to my heart.
That's a good one.
Actually, I think this is the first time we've played Arctic Monkeys since
last year.
Since last year, so
there you go.
We needed them to come back, so we're gonna be playing "You're So Dark" by Arctic Monkeys.
Is that a single?
Yes, it is a single.
Between like AM and
yeah,
right.
Or I think it was right before AM.
So it has that Alex Turner AM vibe to it,
which is exactly what you need on Halloween.
Precisely.
Enjoy.
You got your H.P. Lovecraft, your Edgar Allan Poe. You got your own kind of ravens and your murderer crows. Catty eyelashes and your Dracula cape. Been flashing AAA passes at the cemetery gates, 'cause you're so dark, babe.
Sick while we made love, he's out there somewhere still. says it's not right for me. Tell me, am I cursed? Am I blessed? I can't tell. Oh yes, 'cause all is well between the breasts of passenger and slave. I'll never make it out alive. Join a witch's array.
Witch's Rave by Jeff Buckley, my favorite artist.
No way.
Sorry, I'm just saying this to piss off Sinead. But it's true that I chose this song for this episode.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
I was ahead of you there.
I love Jeff Buckley. Fun fact about me, when I was in...
Advanced Functions
in grade 12 in high school.
Yeah.
I was really, just trying to get through. And
she was scared for her life. That
class was traumatizing. That class is why I will never take math other than statistics, I guess, ever again. But anyways, I would bring a CD of Jeff Buckley's Grace to to school every time I had a math test or any sort of exam
that.
Or anything. I would just carry around this CD for good luck.
And it worked. I mean,
it worked.
You got a very good grade in that class.
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you, Jeff Buckley.
Thank you, Grace. Thank you, Jeff Buckley.
But yeah, I love that song. I love Jeff Buckley.
It's very good. And before that, we played Frankenstein by Tokyo Police Club.
Yes, we did. Some more Canadian representation.
This time from this side of the country. But now we have some ads.
Yep.
Unfortunately. But we will be back.
Be back with much more.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
There's some Bastille coming your way.
So
I'm gonna tease that. So yeah, stay tuned, guys.
Every worker has the right to a workplace free from sexual and gender-based violence and discrimination. These rights were gained through the collective struggles of women's liberation, racial and gender justice, and disability justice groups, as well as the labor movement. Join us on the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women to learn more about your rights around sexual harassment and discrimination at work, how to hold your employer accountable, and how your union can support you. The Kingston District Labor Council Education Committee and Sexual Harassment and Assault Resource Exchange, or SHARE, is hosting a free Know Your Rights workshop on Saturday, November 25th at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library Central Branch from 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. This event will be facilitated by Kimberly Phillip, QP Human Rights Representative Mike Jourdain, and the SHARE Outreach Coordinator. This interactive and participatory workshop will include discussions regarding sexual and gender-based violence, discrimination, and other forms of oppression. Be mindful and take care when joining them for the conversation. Your well-being is the priority. This event is free, and the information can be found at the Eventbrite page, Know Your Rights Workshop, Sexual and Gender-Based Violence at Work.
Habitat for Humanity is an organization that recruits volunteers to help families in need build affordable housing and provides an amazing opportunity for students to give back. This year, we are working on several virtual fundraisers to continue making an impact safely and remotely. You can get involved with our club by finding us on Facebook at QUHFH in the Queens community or email us directly at habitatforhumanity@clubs.queensu.ca. We can't wait to meet you guys.
Back.
Whoa, we got some beautiful harmonies going on.
I know, we're just so in tune with each other, you know. Yeah. We're able to pull up. I mean, we should be singing
Voices
B-sides.
Of an Angel.
Yeah, yeah. Should we do a B-sides episode?
Just us singing.
Us singing. Yeah, I bet you guys are gonna like that. A cappella too.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. What do we have next? We have actually. Okay. So, first of all, let me preface this by saying we are playing a Haunt, I don't know why I said it like that, Haunt by Bastille.
Yes.
And fun fact about me, so we're really getting into me today as
Sinead
a person
lore.
Today. Bastille is my first favorite band ever. When I was 8, 9 years old, I went to my first concert, and it was a Bastille concert on their Bad Blood tour in 2014.
It really changed you.
It really did. I love Bastille.
Yeah.
And I decided I was gonna play one of the songs from the album that got me into them in 2014. That I was.
Can you reveal the reason why you stopped listening to them?
Okay, actually, okay. When I was in like grade 7, I was like 12 or something. Dan Smith, the lead singer. He had, like, this iconic hair, like, kind of like the Morrissey hair. I feel like he was a big fan of the Smiths. I feel like it was intentional that it was, like, Morrissey hair. But anyways, and he shaved his head, and, like, I was so distraught for whatever reason that this man shaved his
that
head.
That broke your heart.
No, I was, like, actually so upset. I was, like, there's no way.
So then you stopped listening to them.
I stopped listening to them for a while. But it's okay. I came back around.
Well, yeah, guys, this is Haunt by Bastille. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
We'll make our agreements about when to meet, and I'll leave you in the doorway. The cold evening aches as it leaves in its wake all the memories left by the day. I'm questioning why, as you look to the sky that is cloudless up above our heads, and thoughts come to mind are our sure little lies haven't left the path that they will tread. They will tread. Maturity shows all the terrifying rarity of truth. As you turn to your mind and your thoughts, they rewind to old happenings and things that are done. You can't find what's past, make that happiness lost. Seeing from those eyes what you've become, what you become. Not like I am.
will torn you, and I will try to love you. It's not like I'm above you.
Swear to God, couldn't see my face. I got out of bed today, just staring at a ghost who forgot to float away. Didn't have all that much to say. Wouldn't even tell me his own name. And where'd my body go? Where'd my body go? Africa, Mexico. Where'd my body go? And where'd my body go? Oh, have you seen my ghost? See my ghost, see my ghost. Oh, have you seen my ghost? Staring at the ground. Oh, have you seen my ghost? See my ghost, see my ghost. Oh, have you seen my ghost? Sick of those goddamn demons out of my head. You can't kill the thing that's already dead, so leave my soul alone. I don't need no surgery. Take those knives away from me. Just wanna die in my own body. A ghost just needs a home.
so scared. She had the curtains down so there was no glare. She pulled up a chair and gave me the bed. And all these crazy things went through my head. It seems so long. I need someone. I don't know what to say. She was sitting there. I could touch her hair. But still we walked. I don't know what to say to you. I feel you're always on my mind. Now that I know what I need, I'm taking the long way around in my mind. It's not right. I cannot go away. Lights were off, the mood was right. She came and laid with me. I looked into her eyes and tried to make her mine. But then she said, I'm really not that into guns. 1980s horror film. 1980s horror film. 1980s horror film. 1980s horror film.
That was, you guessed it, 1980s horror film by Wallows. One of my favorite songs by them. We got to see it live this year, and it was absolutely amazing. I know we already talked about this concert,
like every single episode.
It was, but like, mind-blowing.
I was not expecting them to play it. I remember, like, I was looking at the set list, and I didn't see it on there, and I was like, I was like, what the heck?
And the thing about that concert was that, like, it wasn't that I didn't have high expectations, but I was like, it's going to be good. It's going to be great. Like, I knew that they were going to put up a good show, but I didn't expect it to be that good, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a very pleasant surprise. And we also got there super late, and we were able to get a great spot. So that was
good, too. We didn't get there super late. We got there, like, 3 hours ahead of time.
That's super late for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
This one would not line up, will not line up with me for a role model, so.
See, because the thing is, we also, this time we did get there super late for 21 Pilots. We got there maybe 1 hour before the door is open, and we got the best spot. Like, we were maybe, like, five people away from Barricade.
Yeah.
But it was perfect because, I don't know if you guys have seen a 21 Pilots concert before, but they go into the crowd.
Yeah.
For some moments of it, and we were, like, the perfect spot for that. So, it was awesome.
True.
So, yeah, and, like, now I'm, like, maybe I don't need to get there at 8 in the morning to get a good spot and be, like, tired and dying by the time that they come on. So, yeah, I don't think I'm lining up anymore. That's what I learned from that. But how did we get here?
We were talking about Wallace.
Right.
Yeah.
Wallace is great. And before that, we played Weighty Ghost by Wintersleep.
Which I feel like it's also the first time we played Wintersleep.
This year.
This season.
And we love Wintersleep. And it's such a fall band.
If anyone listened to us last year, you know that we played
Wintersleep
like all the time.
Every single episode, we would have a Wintersleep section to it. But, yeah, I love them. Love Wallows. And up next, we got
some ads again. Sorry. We're going on another break.
But we will be back this time with more great songs.
We'll be back.
The Regrets. Cage the Elephant, Norma Tanega. So
you can,
stay tuned.
Yeah.
Are you a film, drama, or music student, or simply interested in working collaboratively with other students in these departments? Then Bader Lane Productions is the group for you. If you're interested in writing, acting, soundtracking, directing, or just doing production aspects on a set, then you will have the opportunity to get hands-on experience. This club allows students to make creative connections with other students in and out of their discipline. Learn more on Instagram at Bader Lane Productions to stay up to date with upcoming club meetings and events.
Whose well-timed act of kindness will you always remember? Who helped you when you needed her? Who helped you to be stronger, wiser, more secure, and more hopeful? In anticipation of the Banry Center's 50th anniversary celebrations in 2024, the center is launching a fundraising and outreach campaign this fall. The Who Is She fundraising campaign gives everyone an opportunity to honor the important women in their lives and to support the work of the center. Visit the Banry Center's website or Facebook page or email brc@queensu.ca to honor your inspiring women today.
Are you hungry? Are you starving? Are you in need of a sweet treat? Well, this is the right place for you. This is Rebecca.
I'm Devin.
And this is Brandon. This is our program named Audio Buffet. You can find us here every Wednesday at 7 a.m. on CFRC 101.9.
Audio Buffet is a sampling of all our music tastes, including R&B, classic rock, indie, alternative, pop, and more.
Hope you're hungry. Let's eat.
To live long, they have no use for your song. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead, you're dead and out of this world. You'll never get a second chance. Plan all your moves in advance. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead, stay dead and out of this world. Run fast, don't stand in the sun. There's too much work to be done. You're down, you're down, you're down, you're down and out of this world. Don't ever talk with your eyes. Sure that you compromise. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead, you're dead and out of this world. Hear the unloved weeping like rain. Guard your sleep from the sound of their pain. Long gone, long gone, long gone, long gone and out of this world. When you smile and it tears your face, it's time for the inhuman race. You're down, you're down, you're down, you're down and out of this world. Now your hope and compassion is gone. You've sold out your dream to the world. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. You're dead and out of this world.
What this is about. I wanna give it all, I know I will. Cause blueberry eyes seem to make time still. We can boogie in the sunshine with some birds, bees. And I know you like to pull the leaves off trees. I used to think that Romeo was full of shit and The Notebook was just my favorite chick flick. But now I get why Sarah was so
I used to think that Romeo was full of shit, and The Notebook was just my favorite chick flick. But now I get why Sarah was so hard to forget.
Spiderhead by Cage the Elephant.
I love that song so much.
I'm so sad we didn't get to see Cage the Elephant this summer.
Don't remind me.
And are they opening for Oasis?
No, I'm
oh, that's
saying that they are not, because I don't want to think about that, because it breaks my heart, but I'm not saying that.
So we almost got tickets for Oasis, but they were, in fact, $316.
So we didn't.
but
that's okay. Anyways, Spiderhead, I feel like, is a very good song.
It's
the Halloween season.
Oh, my God. That album is insane.
Melophobia, oh
hit
my
after
gosh.
Hit. Oh, my God. Like, I feel like there are few albums that are as good as, like, or as, like, iconic as...
Melophobia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that album changed my life. I'm not gonna lie.
I feel like we haven't said that many things changed our lives in this episode. But you know what? Like, we're very connected to... Like, Halloween does that to a person, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the spooky season.
And before that, we played Pumpkin by The Regrets.
And you were just talking about Lydia Knight today.
Yes, because I think she has some new music on the way. Because if you don't know, The Regrets actually broke up, unfortunately.
It was very sad.
Actually, I didn't get to see them before they broke up, which was... very sad.
We went to a Ricky Montgomery concert the day that The Regrets were playing in Toronto, and
this band had COVID,
so it was tough.
I feel like the band was feeling it, the crowd
was just not.
But
so
it's okay, but we missed The Regrets. That's kind of sad, but that's okay.
Maybe Lady Knight's coming back some
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I hope so.
I would go see her.
Yeah, I saw like a teaser of new music on her Instagram, which I need to show you. It sounds so good, so I'm really excited for her to release that.
Well, you guys will know. We'll definitely play her on B-sides if anything comes out.
And the first song we played after the ad break,
You're Dead
by Norma Tanega, and
I love that song.
Yeah.
And it's from one of the best shows out there.
What We Do in the Shadows.
If you haven't watched it, check it out. We don't do a lot of movie recommendations here on B-Sets, but I feel like
we're versatile.
We've been pretty on top of that. Rocky Horror today and What We Do in the Shadows. Pretty great Halloween watch.
Yeah.
It's a very good show. It's comedy. Filmed in Toronto.
Yeah.
So there's more Canadian representation there.
There you go.
It's very good. It's funny because I think there's like this one scene in the first episode where they're, they're vampires. So they're like, they killed this one guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's in Hyde Park.
That's
so
funny.
It's just funny to see Toronto there. And of course, like the show says it's New York, but, or like Long Island, right?
I don't even remember.
Yeah. Anyways, it's a great show. I definitely recommend it. There's a lot of TikTok audios that come from the show. And I was like, I wasn't expecting it watching it. But yeah, great show. Great song.
Great show.
Great artist, honestly. Yeah. So check more of her out. But yeah, I think that was it for our episode. A little bit shorter than usual, but filled with great songs.
Yeah. So I hope everybody out there has an amazing Halloween.
Yeah, should we give them, should we tell them what we're going to do after we record this?
Oh, yes. We're taking a long bus.
51-minute bus.
To
Party City.
To get to tie a Halloween costume. So
yeah,
that's what we'll be doing while you guys are listening.
Yeah, I hope you have a great day. Great Halloween. And tune in next week. Same time, same place.
Here on CFRC.
Bye.